We typically buy roses like we buy most plants these days, already growing in a container with an active root system. There aren't many plants sold bare root these days, but roses are still one of those plants that are commonly sold bare root, and that means the roots are not in a pot of potting soil or potting mix. They're just encased maybe with some sphagnum moss and then wrapped in plastic. So they're quite perishable and they're quite vulnerable. Now you may see bare root roses stacked up on shelves in big box stores or at nurseries in January in February. If you do and you want to buy some, go ahead. They're oftentimes a very good price, but you've got to plant them in January or February. So look around for bare root roses. If you're ordering roses through the internet or from a catalog, then they'll probably arrive bare root. When they come in, dig a hole, make a mound of soil in that hole, and then spread the roots over that mound of soil. Fill back in around them so that the graft union is about 2 inches above the soil surface, and water them in. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.